The sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge. Good morning, Ed Sevens in studio with me this morning. Got Bobby Phipps from the John Price Law Firm. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, Evans. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. How you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
Been a while. Too long.
I noticed you walked in this morning with no beef jerky.
No beef jerky. I'm going to bring you some next time, I promise.
I'm just messing with you, man. John and I were talking about your beef jerky the other day. So today we're going to talk a little bit about how to be safe when Ubering, right?
Yes. Obviously, with everything that's happened in the recent news events with the USC student, Uber has sort of taken, even though Uber really didn't have anything to do with it per se, they have issued some safety guidelines for the general public to follow.
Yeah, because it was a fake Uber, wasn't it?
I think that what the news shows is that she thought it was an Uber.
Oh, okay.
And when she got into it, but I don't know that it actually had an Uber identification placard.
I see what you're saying. So how can we be safe?
Well, number one, you know, with Uber, it's app based.
Okay? Right.
So you got your app on your phone. First thing to do is make sure that your app is updated, which I did this morning in preparation for, you know, you got to keep that app updated because it's got safety features in there. So plan ahead really is sort of the one thing. You review the safety features on the app. You know, if you're going to request an Uber or Lyft, applies to anything, but try and plan it ahead and request your ride while you're inside. Don't stand outside, especially as
I see a lot of people doing that.
You know, if you're alone, and these are tips really that sort of for single riders, if you're especially, you know, females riding alone at night, you get in the correct car. And that's one of the things that happened. You know, they say to check the license plate on the app.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. Check the license plate. You check the driver photo and the driver name. The other thing is there's a new movement now that's called, you know, it's like hashtag what's my name.
Right.
And when you get in the car, don't tell them your name. You ask them, what is my name?
Right.
And the driver should know your first name.
Yeah.
If they don't, then it's, you know, it could be some
potentially
problems.
Dangerous. Yeah.
Right.
I can see that.
So, and you know, you can only order the rides through the app. So, you know, don't get in a car with someone claiming to be an Uber driver or comes up and says, I'm Uber. One of the other things is ride in the back seat, especially if you're riding alone, obviously. You know, one of the things that came out about that USC student is child safety law actually on in the back seat of the car. She would not be able to get out of the from the back seat.
Right.
A little tough to try and figure that out if you're riding alone to look and see if the
Yeah, it's just
child
a little
safety.
Switch right there on the back door.
Right. So. Right. On the back door. That's a little tough, but you know, that's one thing that they
You know, I would have never ever thought about checking for the child safety lock.
Would. Yeah. It's just one of those things that happened in that came out about that story. The other, you know, Captain Obvious tip is buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we should buckle up anytime we're riding around. One of the other things, you could share your ride details with a friend. And it's actually through the app. And en route, you tap share status. And in the app, you can share it to a friend or a family member. And it actually gives the name, the photo of the driver, and the location of where you are.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it shows location.
So it can actually, you know, so if you're to ride alone, then that's something that you can do.
Right.
Protect your personal information. You don't need to show your phone number or share your phone number with the driver. In the app, the rider and driver communicate through the app. Because it anonymizes both numbers to protect the privacy of the driver and the rider. Ladies, follow your intuition. Feels wrong, you know, walk away and go do, get another ride somewhere.
I worry about that kind of stuff having three daughters.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. They, you know, and I'm not sure exactly how old you have to be to order an Uber.
Well, they're all old enough.
Right. So that's some things that you could share with them. One of the things that obviously is to be respectful of the driver, be respectful of his or her car when you're in there, and give feedback. If something, after your ride's done, give feedback. If something was amiss, you can report it to Uber or Lyft or whomever through the app.
Right.
And then, of course, the last, actually involved in an accident while you're a passenger in Uber or Lyft or a taxi, give us a call at John Price Law Firm. We can help sort it out. You know, you can find us on the web at johnpricelawfirm.com.
And you can also Google call John Price.
There you go.
Bam. Right there.
For accident advice, call John Price. and you can dial us 1-800-868-HELP. That's 1-800-868-4357. That's toll free.